0845 600 973. You ring me. Anita is in Ealing. Hello, Anita.
Hello.
Anita.
Yeah, speaking.
What have you got to tell me?
Well, yes, I've experienced it as well.
Okay.
I was accused of being a witch.
Who accused you?
My own son.
Of being a witch?
Oh, yes, and I'm trying to kill him. This is 2007. And, well, yes, I've been accused, and he doesn't speak to me because I'm a witch, and...
How old is your son?
He's... When this happened, he was 28. He's now 30, coming into 33.
He's in his 30s, and he believes in witches?
Well, you'd be surprised what's been told to you, isn't it? Brainwashed, isn't it?
Well, who's brainwashed him, for goodness sake?
Well, this particular woman. That's brainwashed him, and someone actually witnessed what was going on in the church, so basically, so I knew what I was being called.
So hang on a minute. So this has happened in a church, has it? Some church? In London?
Oh, of course. In London? Oh, yes. Very much so. Of course, yes.
Have you been to the police about this?
I've tried everything, and it got to the stage I just said, you know what, I can't be arsed. I just leave him. He must start to sit down and study himself, and I'll be honest with you, I'm still in shock, you know. I've had my tears, but I've got over it. I saw him up to a few weeks ago, and he walked past me. So, yeah, it's sad, and I feel it for that young boy.
Mm-hmm. You see, the people in the church have told him, in this church he belongs to, and don't let's mention the church for a moment.
No.
They've told him that his mother is possessed.
Oh, yes.
But
they actually came and took him out of the house as well.
Why have they said you're possessed? What have they said?
Well, you know, when you want to gain money, you're going to say anything, you know? That's what it was about, money.
But what have the people in the church said I find it almost difficult to believe we're talking sensibly in the 21st century about somebody who believes somebody.
I'm surprised it's still going on. It's only if it's, for what I've seen, it's a lot of it's to do with money as well, yeah?
What, you mean they charge to get rid of the devil?
No, they want money, so they would say anything, isn't it? So that you gain money, because that was part of what's happened to my son. Yeah.
And what is your son, has your son, when your son said, look, Mum, I think you're possessed of the devil, we've got to do so, what did he say?
Oh, no. He's somebody witnessed and told me what I was being accused of. You know, he won't speak to me. Even I've tried to speak to him all the time, and he just turns back when he sees me.
Well, I'm very sorry, Anita. I wish there's something I can't think, I don't know what I can say to you, really.
It's life. I've just, you know, I know what it's all about. Yeah, there's church out there are doing wrongs. You know, and I always said it's to do with money. They want money.
Have you been to the police and told them who these people are?
Well, you know what? I just, no, because of his age as well, you know, if it was like that little young boy that got killed, you know, then...
But I'm thinking here, Anita, that you maybe should go and talk to your local police about this and just tell them the story. I'm sure they will be interested.
Well, he's already messed up his head, so, I mean, we're talking about 2007, we're in 2012, so, you know, that's...
Right.
What else can be done? I mean, as I said, it's still going on, and it needs to stop.
If somebody is listening and they have heard this in somewhere, who can help? I mean, if you know, we can put them in touch with you, we will.
It's Nigerian that's causing a lot of the problems as well. Majority, this was a Nigerian woman.
Right. We'll leave it there, Anita. Thank you very much indeed. I'm astounded, I have to be honest with you.